We hear the word of God from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, I was a shepherd. I was just a shepherd. Every year from the time I was 5 years old until I was 11, my church would have a Sunday school Christmas program, and every year I was a shepherd. I can still remember that brown cloth that they wrapped around me and the rope they tied around my waist and that colorful striped cloth on my head that I'm reasonably certain had been used to dry dishes previously. I even remember having our shepherd staffs taken away from us in about third grade because one of the shepherds kept hooking the angels' halos and pulling them off. It wasn't me, by the way. I was just a shepherd. I wasn't Joseph, who actually had a speaking part or a wise man or an angel. And I didn't realize until I was much older just how important the shepherds are to the Christmas account. Times were not so good on the earth at the time of Jesus' birth. The Romans had conquered most of the known world, and God's people had corrupted the true faith to where it was almost unrecognizable. An insane ruler governed the land of God's people. Disease and hunger were commonplace. Things couldn't get much worse. And it was into these terrible conditions that the Savior was born. Into these conditions still echoed throughout our world today. The conditions in the world and in that stable were certainly terrible, but the news was good. In fact, the news that Mary had given birth caused one of the greatest commotions the earth has ever seen. Good news that will never be taken away was proclaimed for the first time in history, and a peace that will never end was declared. And some of the first people to hear that news, that good news, were shepherds. They were minding their own business, tending their sheep, and suddenly events that terrified them began to unfold. We're told, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." There they were in the middle of nowhere, out in the fields with sheep, and a heavenly messenger from God suddenly appears, and the glory of God was all around them. No wonder they were afraid. Wouldn't you be afraid? Out in the middle of nowhere, dressed in filthy clothes, unwashed, and suddenly a perfect, holy being appears before them. What went through their minds? Did they suddenly remember all of the sins they had committed? Was the angel here to destroy them? Confronted with the perfect holiness of an angel, any one of us would be frightened beyond what we could imagine. But the angel wasn't there to harm them. The angel came bringing a message from God himself. The angels were told, "Don't be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." The angel was bringing a message that was nothing but joy. And the message was not only for the shepherds, but for all people. The Christ child didn't come only for a few, but for everyone. And the good news that was declared is for all of us today also. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The Savior everyone had awaited for centuries had arrived. The Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, was born, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God with us, Emmanuel. One of the greatest miracles in the history of time occurred that night. God came down from heaven to live among his people, to save them. And the shepherds couldn't wait to go and see this child in person. The joy wasn't only on earth, though. Heaven itself couldn't contain the joy as God began his wonderful plan of salvation. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Glory to God in the highest. The glory for this miraculous event belonged only to God. He was the one who planned this. He alone put everything in place. He alone carried it out. We're told in Galatians, when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. When the time had fully come, it wasn't an accident. God decided when and where and how all of this would happen. And now there would be peace on earth. Isaiah the prophet told about this. He writes, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." The peace declared that night is the greatest news ever proclaimed because of what this child would do. An eternal peace would be declared, a peace that goes beyond all nations, a peace that transcends borders, a peace that we can barely comprehend. There will always be wars and bloodshed as long as the earth lasts. But never again could the peace between God and man be questioned. Jesus would die, signing the treaty of peace with his own blood, and there would be nothing more for us to do. The good news that was proclaimed to the shepherds on that first Christmas is for all people, including you. If you've struggled this year with fear of the future, with the sickness or death of a loved one, know that this peace declared is for you. If you're struggling to overcome a particular sin, know that this peace God declared is for you. If you're worried about your future, know that this peace that God declared is for you. There's no need to fear. God will guide you in your faith, and he has a home prepared for you. They were just shepherds. But they were the first to hear this amazing news of the birth of their Savior. And they were the first to spread that news to everyone around them, to everyone they met. As we leave the chapel this morning, keep the joy and peace the angels proclaimed in your heart. Even as the world around us continues to erode, remember that God loves the whole world. And on the first Christmas, he sent his only begotten Son to begin the work of conquering sin and death for all time. And this Christmas, remember that you have a God who cares for you so much that he became like you to save you. Remember the good news of Christmas, eternal peace between God and us. Amen.